HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to She Slays. This week we are celebrating World Menstrual Day. It's high time we start talking about our periods and all the problems, the mood swings, the fatigue that periods bring with them. It's high time we untabooed the topic. To mark the day, this week we have Sonal Sharma with us, a 25-year-old resident of Delhi who has been battling PCOD since the age of 20. Now, as you all know, PCOD is not a curable disease. So this episode is a special one for World Menstrual Day, and we're very happy to share Sonal Sharma's story with all of you.
Hi, my name is Sonal Sharma. I'm 25 years old and I live in Delhi. I'm a teacher by profession and I'll be talking about my life with PCOD and how I am dealing with it. So I've been born and brought up in a typical Punjabi family where food was the motive of the day. I was on the chubbier side, but it never really affected the way I used to look, and I was very extrovert. I used to take part in almost all the school activities, from the school annual days to hosting a play and dramatics. My teenage years were pretty opposite of how I was earlier. I was in an all-girls school. I was surrounded by very pretty girls, but you know, at that time I was drastically gaining weight, which made me a little conscious of how I looked. I won't deny, I didn't really participate in any activities. I was 13 or maybe 14 years old, class 8th exactly. So it was after the school that I was leaving for my bus, and I happened to go to washroom and I realized that something was not right, and I was also suffering from very sharp pain in my legs. So I happened to meet one of the school nurses and I told her, you know, that this all happened and I was leaving for my school bus. So she told me in a very quick gasp that, you know, this happens to girls in the age of 13 to maybe 16, and this is pretty normal. So my mother is working actually. I remember I made her a call as soon as I went home and I told her everything, that, you know, this happened at school and the school nurse told me so and so. So she came home and she made me sit very patiently. She explained the entire thing to me, and with a very humble note she said that, you know, this will happen every month and now you need to be a little extra careful about how you deal with it and be very gentle to your body. In the initial years, it was a balance between being regular and irregular, because I was aware that, you know, a normal periodic cycle would last from 28 to 40 days and mine was of 30 to 35. So that was something I didn't really worry about. But yes, I had cramps which were unbearable in the first 3 days. It was in the year 2015 that I was first diagnosed with PCOD. I skipped my periods for like 2 months, and that made me and my mother a little worrisome. So we got in touch with a gynecologist who recommended us some test and an ultrasound. So after the tests were done, I discussed my report with the doctor and she said that I was on stage 1 of PCOD. That means the cyst and the size of my cyst was normal, but there are chances that it might increase if I didn't follow a good diet or a healthy lifestyle. She also suggested that I might gain weight over the time, the periods may become irregular, I might have excessive hair fall or acne, but thankfully the other symptoms didn't happen. I didn't gain weight, but I also didn't lose it. So my weight was stagnant and it was like mid-air. So the doctor prescribed some birth control and hormone controlling pills that I was supposed to take for the course of 3 months. The pills did work, that it made my period cycle regular, but during that time I think the pills had some ill effect on me, that I used to feel very dizzy. Dosage was quite heavy, that I used to feel that everything has slowed down around me and I used to feel very sleepy. My appetite was extremely low during that time. I didn't feel like having anything and I felt it curbed it, you know, repressed my appetite of having anything. The major turndown of PCOD is that it will give you a lot of stress, and for me it used to start every month. I used to Google a lot, and one thing which was clear right from the start is that PCOD is not curable, and I used to look up the articles and it used to give me more problems, that, you know, this might happen and if PCOD is not cured it might lead to this or that. So every month I used to think that I am now delayed by 10 days or 12 days and, you know, it'll start triggering me. I used to get in a lot more trouble and the anxiety would build up. over the time, I followed the pattern of irregularity, that it was delayed by 10 days or the cycle was delayed by 12 days. And that made me a little anxious about how I'm going to deal it further. Now, self-care for PCOD comes down to some major categories, and where balanced diet for me takes the top notch. I would suggest one should take limited carbs because they might spike your insulin level. A good sleeping pattern is very important. You can put on some relaxing ambient music and have a scented candle near you where you can fall to a very peaceful sleep. Then I would also suggest exercise. A 30-minute cardio workout would also do. It will just prep up your body for the coming long day. For the diet, I would also suggest avoid dairy product because it hampers your hormone level. And personally, I'm a child lover, so, you know, having it in moderation would work wonders. I would suggest one could have chamomile or spearmint teas because they not only taste good, but they are also very refreshing and full of antioxidants. Very good for your skin, very good for your hair, and of course your health. During your menstrual cycle, you lose a lot of blood. That means a lot of iron just sheds out from your body. For a good iron intake, one can consume watermelon, which are fresh in market, nuts and corns and pomegranate. They are a great source of iron, and consuming them in, you know, correct portions will also lessen the chances of having anemia. Then spend some time in nature. Personally, I have arranged a little terrace garden and I literally sway away all my worries over there. It will just lighten your mood for the coming times. And at the end, please do not forget to pamper yourself. I personally love indulging myself into soothing music or painting or drawing mandalas. I love doing that. And at the end, you should give yourself the right time and the love it deserves, because of course, this too shall pass. Although I was not suffering from the other issues of PCOD like the acne, the hair fall, but in my case, weight was one thing that was very bothersome. I was very, very conscious of how I used to look. But over the time, you know, as I accepted, you know, acceptance is the key. No one will tell this to you. Even if you search online or even if you talk to many other people, no one will ever tell you that acceptance is the key. And although that there is no cure, it's just that you need to attain yourself to a lifestyle which can really motivate you, a little more of exercise and a proper diet, and trust me, a positive mindset with which you can deal with it. Otherwise, there is no cure for PCOD. Almost 7 out of 10 women suffer from PCOD in today's time, and the only thing I would tell myself to motivate is that give your body the right time it needs. It has suffered a lot already. It is a long and slow journey, and PCOD would not leave that easy. A really balanced lifestyle, a good diet, proper physical movement would really help a lot to overcome it. Over the years, I've become more vigilant. I do keep a check of what I'm eating. I keep myself hydrated. I do pay visits to my gynecologist every 3 months to keep a check of what's going on inside. On this occasion of World Menstrual Day, I would like to tell this to everyone who is listening, that it's high time we start acknowledging PCOD as a real issue, which needs a close awareness, as our hormonal health has been long stigmatized. PCOD is not a long battle. A little time, a good lifestyle, a balanced self, and a bunch of positivity would just do fine.
So this was Sonal Sharma's story. A 25-year-old PCOD fighter. On the occasion of World Menstrual Day, we hope that Sonal's story inspires you to talk about periods and share the problems and the woes that periods bring with them. Those are tough days for all of us ladies, and sharing is caring, as somebody said it, and often helps us to understand what are the problems that other people are going through as well. So stay tuned in to She Slays, where we bring you very powerful health champion stories. And of course, if you too have a story to share, then write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com, and we would love to tell your story to the world. Till then, keep listening to She Slays on healthshots.com or your favorite audio streaming platform. This is Chaya Dabba signing off. I will see you next week. Take care and stay safe.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.